Can we get the heat on in the back? I'm trying to warm my muscles up for this tennis tournament.
Ooh, sorry. I forgot I had a serious athlete back there.
Yep.
The heat button's made the windscreen wipers come on. I really need to stop putting off that MOT.
Oh, I do really appreciate you coming to watch me play today, Max.
Of course, bro. I mean, I'm mostly here because my horoscope said I'm going to have a passionate affair with a sports star today.
Oh, wow, then it's definitely going to happen.
So I'm on the lookout for hotties if you find any.
Sure, I'll keep my eyes peeled.
All right. That's not the only reason I'm here.
I knew it.
There's also a pigeon in my room and I have no idea how to get it out.
What?
So, blind tennis, eh, Paddy? What's all that about then? I've played drunk badminton before, is it like that?
I've never played drunk badminton.
Oh, it's great! Although, last time I got a shuttlecock lodged entirely up me...
Whoa, okay, so blind tennis is like tennis, but there's a rattle in the ball, you get three bounces to hit it, and there's tactile lines on the court so you know where you are.
So there's no sand, and you don't play in trunks?
No, that's beach volleyball. Everyone is fully clothed in this.
What is the point?
So what, are you actually any good at this tennis thing, Paddy?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I nearly got called up to Team GB.
What, really?
Yeah.
My coach once said that my backhand reminded her of Rafa Nadal.
Or that might have been the grunting.
Maybe I should have stayed in my room with the pigeon.
I might just surprise you, you know. I've got lightning quick reactions.
Oh! Nice reactions, Rafa.
All right, we're here.
I get it, Pads.
Cheers, Frank. What are you going to do now?
I've got a few free hours. Might go and play some drunk badminton with the wife.
Wish I'd never asked. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Frank. Love you.
See ya.
Hiya. Hello. Are you Miguel?
No, it's Paddy. Although, my backhand has been compared to...
No, that's fine. Yeah. Here we go, Paddy. It says Paddy here.
It's Paddy. Paddy's not a name, is it?
Shh, Paddy.
Okay, so your qualifying match will be against Nathan Boulder. You'll be on soon. Mustache, these tactile lines aren't going to lay themselves.
Oh, I hope this Nathan guy can give me a half-decent game.
Oh, I think I can see him.
How can you tell?
His kit says Nathan on it.
A personalised kit.
And he also has the cutest doggy in the world coming over right now. Oh, hello!
Hello. Please don't distract my dog when she's working.
Sorry, Nathan. Sorry. Nathan, this is my brother, Paddy. You'll be playing each other, apparently.
Ah, Paddy. Hi. Good to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Oh, wow, that's a good handshake.
Thanks. I try.
I'm Maxine, Paddy's sister. And who is this?
This is Sue.
Adorable name.
I call her Sue Barker when I'm playing tennis.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah. That is so funny. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny, Paddy?
It's quite funny.
I love your kit.
Oh, thanks. I know it's a bit much, but Adidas sponsor me, so gotta keep them happy, you know.
Adidas?
Yeah, they've been doing it ever since I played at Wimbledon.
Sorry, you played at Wimbledon? As in, like, the tennis tournament Wimbledon?
No, Paddy, the field where the Wombles live.
Yeah, not centre court or anything, just a little hit with Team GB, really.
Paddy, didn't you say you nearly got called up by Team GB?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I've only been called up a few times, you know, 30 times now.
What are you, like, world number one?
No, not anymore.
Have you met Rafa Nadal? Because Paddy apparently does a great impression of his grunt.
Does he really?
Okay, this was fun. I'm going to go get changed.
Well, nice to meet you, Paddy, and see you on court. Mm. Come on, Sue.
Call Dad.
Call Dad.
Hello? Is that DPD? Where's my parcel?
No, Mum, it's your only son.
Darling, I'm just waiting on a pair of Aldo shoes for your Aunt 60th. I've been using something called Vinted. I'm getting them 40% off from a lovely woman called Pat. We've struck up quite a chit-chat already, and her son...
Great. Sorry, Mum. It's a bit urgent. Can I talk to Dad?
Alan, where are you? Are you playing Clash of Clans on the toilet again?
Paddy, be quick. I'm in the middle of something important.
Dad, you know how when I started playing blind tennis, you got weirdly into the stats and facts and stuff?
Absolutely. You need to be prepared. You know what I always say, Paddy? Fail to prepare, prepare to...
land?
Oh, dear.
Anyway, do you remember a player called Nathan something?
Nathan Boulder, British number 2, number 4 in the world, top serve speed 67 miles per hour. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Right, is he good?
Well, he's no Naki Risby, but his technique is second to none.
Okay, do you think I can beat him?
Oh, God, no. He'll destroy you, son.
Okay, real.
As long as you do better than that 2023 tournament where you lost in straight sets to that 12-year-old.
He was actually 13.
And coming off the back of a 5-match losing streak.
How do you remember this stuff?
I've got a great memory.
Oh, okay. So what's my birthday?
I want to say May something.
Great. Thanks, Dad.
Alan, it is now 47 minutes after DPD said they'd be here by. I'm telephoning the police about that thieving woman.
Right. Bye, son.
I never trusted that
Hey!
Maxine, this is the men's changing room.
So? Everyone here's blind. What's stopping me? Can you hurry up? I want to find this hot tennis man.
Would Nathan Boulder and Cordy Berman please go to court free for their match?
Ugh, typical. You definitely want me to watch your match, I suppose.
Oh, I was under the impression you would.
You're so boring.
Hey, time for a match then. As they say in Swahili, the hat in Zuri.
Oh, great. You're bilingual too, I take it.
Paddy, you can't just ask someone if they're bilingual.
No, it's okay. I speak French, German, Cantonese. My Swahili is conversational at best. Anyway, best get to the court. Don't want the schedule to overrun and we all miss our trains home, do we?
Did you hear that? He takes the train?
Uh-huh.
I always thought turning up late to everything in an expensive taxi was a blind thing, but it turns out it's just a you thing.
Wow. Well, that's just the boost I needed before my match.
Oh my God, stop talking. I don't want to exaggerate, but I've just seen the most attractive man in the world. My horoscope led me to this moment.
Yeah, you and everyone else born in November.
Smouldering eyes, hands that could kill a horse.
Is that good?
Yes, it's the best thing in the world.
Hi guys, I'm Andre. I'm your umpire for the match. They're asking for you on court 3.
Oh, wow. So you're the umpire? That sounds like an important job. I bet you don't take no for an answer, do you?
Yeah. So court 3.
Thanks, Andre. We'll be there, if you will be. Hey, Pads, at least try and win so that we can stay a bit longer and I can work my magic on this umpire. Oh, wait, forgot who you were playing against. Never mind.
Okay, Paddy. Come on. You've got a shot here. They all think you're going to lose to this brilliant, handsome man. But you've got your Nadal backhand. You can win this.
15 love. 30 love.
No.
40 love. Game, Nathan.
Oh, no.
Wow, those serves were incredible, Nathan.
Max, you're supposed to be supporting me.
Oh, right, yeah.
Game, Nathan. Nathan leaves 5-0.
Oh, unlucky, Paddy. Really thought you were going to win a point that time.
Please, God, just let me win one game.
Paddy, can you try to make this match last slightly longer than 30 minutes? I haven't had a chance to flirt with the umpire. He hasn't said a word to me.
Quiet, please.
Okay. He's now said 2 words to me.
Mr. Cordy Berman to serve.
So, Andre, you're an umpire, huh? Any other hobbies?
Sorry?
Love 15.
I was just saying, any other hobbies? Going for dinner? Going to bed?
15 all.
I do kickboxing.
Oh, wow. That's hot. Has anyone ever told you look like Maurice Chestnut? If you had a baby with Idris Elba and did kickboxing?
No.
So what time should I book dinner for us?
15:30.
Wow, that's a really early dinner.
Out by 2 feet, 30 all.
So do you eat normal food or just tennis food?
Oh my God, Maxine, shut up!
40:30. Game point, Mr. Berman.
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm going to win a game. How'd you like that, Nathan?
Seriously, mate, I'm happy for you.
Of course you are. Okay, Pads. Time to bring out the big guns.
You know, Andre, I do a bit of kickboxing myself.
Oh, really? Paddy to serve?
Let me show you my moves. Hey-ya! Ha! Bah!
Watch out for the...
Oops! Oh, who put those ball cans there? Sorry.
No, not there. That's the court.
Get off the court.
No! That's it. That was the winner.
Play suspended. Spectator on the court.
What?
Ow! I'm hit. Oh, I'm down.
It's a very light foam ball.
I'm fine. I'm probably concussed, but I'm fine.
Seriously, it can't weigh more than 50 grams.
Please don't blame yourself, Paddy.
I don't.
It was a tragic accident.
It wasn't.
Well, if the spectator's okay, we'll get back on with the match and replay the point.
Excuse me, did you say replay the point?
Well, yes, I mean, there was a spectator on the court.
No, no, that was a winner. I was finally going to win my game against Mr. Perfect over there. So no, we're not replaying the point.
To be fair, if that happened at Wimbledon...
Oh, shut up, Nathan. We get it. You've been to Wimbledon.
Oh.
And actually, no. If Rafa Nadal hit a perfect backhand winner at Wimbledon and then his weird sister started moaning and kicking and falling onto centre court, they would give Rafa the point and they would give his sister a restraining order. It's my point and you'll have to prize that point from my cold, dead hands. No! So are we changing ends then or what?
Hey, Pads. Mind if I join you?
Go for it.
Well, I've got to say, blind tennis is way more exciting than I thought it would be. I didn't know people could get chucked out for having tantrums.
Yeah, I do regret the racket smashing. Look, Max, I'm really sorry for losing my temper.
Yeah, that was weird. Usually I'm the one getting dragged from events for swearing at people.
I don't know. I think I was just jealous.
What?
Of Nathan. I talked about him like he was the coolest guy in the world just because, you know, he has a dog and gets the train and is irritatingly nice and funny.
So you thought I'd stop thinking you were cool?
Well, yeah.
Paddy, you could win actual Wimbledon against Rafa Nadal, and I still wouldn't think you were cool.
You're so annoying.
Doesn't mean I don't love you, though.
That's nice.
So you're cool going home on your own, right?
Where are you going?
Got a date with Andre the Umpire.
You're joking. How?
He wants to give me a kickboxing lesson. Apparently, I really need one.
Ooh, okay, but...
Okay, bye! See you at home! Watch out for the pigeon!
Wait, what?
You've Got Braille is a Hattrick production made in collaboration with the Royal National Institute of Blind People. It was written by Rhys Finnegan and Jack Bernhardt and starred Rhys Finnegan, Steve Pemberton, Chloe Petz, Alison Steadman, Martin Treneman, Namisha Odedra, Milo Mooney, and Kevin KG Gary. The director was Sophie Rose Werger, and the producers were Nick Coop and Claire Broughton. Studio engineers were Pete Rowe and Matt Bainbridge. Original music, Oliver Edwards Cave. Edit, mix, and sound design, John Wakefield. For RNIB, the executive producers were Yvonne Milne and Susanna Kingham. If you or someone you know needs help or support with sight loss, RNIB are here for you. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Though we can't promise to help with your tennis backhand.